It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. The Albuquerque Journal is reporting that after months of testimony and evidence gathering, the Public Regulation Commission hearing examiner reviewing the potential merger between PNM Resources and Connecticut-based energy giant Avangrid recommended this week that commissioners reject the proposed deal. PRC commissioners must now make their own decision about the merger. If approved by the PRC, Avangrid would acquire PNMR, which would include Public Service Company of New Mexico and Texas New Mexico Power. This would be an all-cash deal valued at $4.3 billion and would affect around 530,000 customers around the state. Days after Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro signed a letter urging federal scrutiny into Governor Greg Abbott's border operation, he's speaking out again about what he calls a, quote, misuse of the state's National Guard. Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame reports.
The governor has enlisted the Texas National Guard and state troopers to arrest thousands of migrants crossing into the country on state trespassing charges, often without due process. The National Guard troops are in a state active duty status and are considered state employees. Congressman Castro says they weren't meant for missions like this.
It's unprecedented what the Texas governor has done in militarizing the border this way and giving the National Guard the ability to arrest people and keeping them in prison for 2-3 weeks at a time without giving them a lawyer. He's violating people's constitutional rights and he's misusing the National Guard.
Immigration policy is under the purview of the federal government, not the states. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.
Okay, let's go now to a local commentary from Walt Rubel, who says plans in Washington would offer a lot more support for New Mexicans if the state had a better plan for federal funds. Some thoughts from Rubel in this week's commentary.
Worried that federal spending was getting out of control, Senator Everett Dirksen warned in 1973 that a billion here and a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. Dirksen's quote seems quaint these days in light of the new spending passed or proposed by Congress to combat and counteract the impacts of the pandemic. I'll leave it to economists to argue about the impacts on inflation and the federal debt. But there's no question this new legislation has the potential to lift millions of Americans out of poverty. A study by the Center on Poverty and Social Policy at Columbia University estimated that the first bill alone would cut childhood poverty by more than half, from the current rate of 13.5% all the way down to 5.7%. New Mexico, which relies on federal support more than almost any other state, stands to benefit enormously from this new spending. And it comes just as the state is trying to transition from an economy that is dependent on oil and gas revenue. It is absolutely critical that our state has a solid plan in place to ensure that this new funding is allocated in accordance with federal guidelines and reaches those who are most in need. A report issued last week by the state's Legislative Finance Committee argues that there is no such plan in place, and the state is failing to comply with federal guidelines as a result. In the first annual report to the federal government on COVID relief spending, the state failed to provide information in 7 of the 11 required categories, according to the LFC. Those left blank included information on how the state would promote equitable outcomes, ensure fair labor practices, and provide required performance data. While there are no apparent consequences for failed compliance, the public and the legislature lack a clear plan from the executive for the use of these funds and how the executive proposes to ensure accountability and transparency, the LFC report said. Almost all of the $682 million in federal funds that the state has spent thus far has gone to replenish the Unemployment Trust Fund and repay the federal government for loans made to the state to cover unemployment payments. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has argued that she has sole authority to spend all federal money without going through the legislative process. That's being challenged in a lawsuit filed by two senators.